So I want you to just shut some stuff out this morning, amen? Every situation, every circumstance. So, because see, sometimes things can distract you. But I'm not letting nothing distract me from the presence of God, amen? Because there's a word of the Lord in our hearts. And God wants to speak to us this morning, amen? I'm going to get right into this word. Hallelujah. Because God loves us like this. You know, we had embarked on a series of dealing with the names of God. And if you have not been here, you should go to the back and get you one of those, get you them CDs, amen? They're free. You want to eat as much as word that you can. Because the more words you eat, the stronger you become, amen? It's not faith. It's the knowledge of him, amen? And the more you know about him, the more the faith of God becomes alive in you, amen? But today we're going to deal with another facet of his attributes, because each one of the names of God we displayed deals with the ability of God. See, we know him, but we don't know him like that. Amen. We learned last week, he said, they know me, but they didn't know me by Jehovah. Amen. They knew me by El Shaddai. You know, I was broke and he supplied and met my needs. But you didn't know him as Jehovah. But see, you won't know him until you need him. Oh, come on, somebody. See, you can be done studied him, but you still don't know him until you need him, because he's got to prove to you that he is who he say he is. Oh, I'm going to compound these teachings, amen, because I'm going somewhere. So now today, we're going to deal with Jehovah Rapha. Oh, you know him. See, no, but that's real good. See, because she just told you something about herself. Because she had to have been sick. Because he's Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth me and take sicknesses and diseases away from me. And the number of my days he fulfilled. See, some of us still here because he's Jehovah Rapha. I don't care what the dog, don't let me get started. I need to pray. Father, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I'm going to let the devil know we up in here today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray the grace of God upon the word. And now make the word of God become so alive to those that hear it, but even much more to those that will obey it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Open up your Bible. Stand to your feet. Open up your Bible to Exodus chapter 15. We're going to go ahead and get in here today, because I want to tell you, if you're here today and you're sick, you're in the right place. But now I'm going to define what sickness is, because see, some of us don't know we're sick. See, some of us only look at sickness in one dimension. But he says, Exodus chapter 15, when you get there, say amen. You know, I always get started up here, and I tell you, I can feel it by the glory of God. Exodus chapter 15. Ain't no, I might well take that off, because it's already going to get on. I feel it getting on me before I got on. So now I'm trying to get it off me. Exodus chapter 15, and look at verse 26. And I'm just going to read it and so we can get out the way. Verse 26. When you get there, say amen. Amen. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do what which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, and put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You may have your seat in the presence of a living God. Now watch this. He says, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. See, God is saying, I've already healed you. Boy, you better hear this today. This word today is going to literally break the stronghold of the enemy that's up on your life. Because see, now, the preaching, let me just kind of give you an excursion here. The preaching of the gospel is not for your hearing and entertaining, but it's for your obeying and living. Yeah. See, grace does not, watch this, help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Faith don't get you nothing that grace have not provided. See, some of us is trying to exercise faith where grace has not provided. You can't make God do nothing God ain't already said he gonna do. So what you got to find out is, what is the grace of God about that area, and then take the faith that he gave you to make the grace come towards you. Let's make gospel real simple. It ain't nothing. All that's real good. But in order for you to function and possess what God has given you, you got to first know what it is. He said the enemy to success is knowledge. And my people are destroyed because of lack. It's not that knowledge ain't there. It's a lack. So when we're looking at grace, grace says, I know what God has done, but faith is the vehicle for you to get it. Now I'm going to deal with healing. But healing is not a physical matter. Healing is a legal matter. Some of y'all should have got up right then. Because see, listen, healing is a legal matter, meaning it's that which you, grace has already provided. And I take my faith and claim what grace says in spite of how I feel and what it looks like. God says, I'm looking around to see if I can show myself strong on the behalf of somebody. What he's really saying parenthetically is, I'm looking to see, is there anybody that know what grace has provided and they got enough faith to ask for it? See, you cannot have a crime. Help me, y'all. You cannot have a case unless you first go and report a crime. Some folks don't even know that there's been a crime committed against me. The devil trying to put up on me what God said. Grace says sickness can't stay on me. The crime is the enemy trying to bring sickness. And if I ever get in the grace, I can contend with the sickness because it's a violation of the law. Oh, I'm finna get rid of the devil. See, because it ain't none of that, all that spook. It's in your knowledge. It's mine. I don't have to have a revelation of what's mine. That's mine. You get a revelation. So he's saying, now we're in the book of Exodus, and I'm bringing you to what I've already done for you. Some of us suffering for no reason. And the sickness don't have to leave until the authority comes. The criminal ain't going until he hears the siren. Until the officer jumps out the car in the name of the law. But listen, your sickness won't leave until the child of God come and say, in the name of the Lord. You are violated. Oh, help me, somebody. All right, y'all looking at me like you don't believe me. So I got to qualify. I got to qualify. You in verse 26, chapter 15. Now we're going to go to work this morning. Go back to verse 22. Oh, I want to give a shout out to the women. I heard y'all had a beautiful time Sunday. Hold that down now. Hold that down. I rolled around listening to the tape. Oh, what a powerful woman of God. See, it ain't about the revelation. It's about the knowledge. Oh, come on, somebody. See, if I learn what to do and how to do it, you bad if I ain't got a revelation. Just do the right thing. But that's not why I'm here this morning. Now watch this. In verse 22. And Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. I'm going to talk to you so good this morning. Let me get. I told him, I'm going to get some wheels or I'm going to get something because one of us going to have to get the moving. So I told him, they got to get me a little cart or something I'm going to have down here so I can push it with me so I can keep moving. Because see, I got to move. I can't stand back there and I got to drive this car. Because sometimes I got to push it up a hill. You know, I get to a hill and it don't want to move because some of the potholes. So I got to put a little, See, some things in our life we get to and I don't know how to get past them, so we got to get up under it. This is a bad piece of material here. Sometimes I have to throw it down. Just throw it out of my hand. Because it gets to talking to me. Now stay with me, stay with me. Verse 22. And Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Now y'all know the Red Sea story, all right? We're not going to go there. But the Red Sea story is a prototype, is indicative of the children of Israel being delivered out of something. But what do that got to do with me, Pastor? It's 2009. I don't know about no Red Sea. Well, the Red Sea is indicative of deliverance. The children of Israel is indicative of the church of the living God. That the church is sitting up in the Christian house of prayer. So I just had to get you in there since you didn't want to act like you knew. But so now he's talking about the church that's sitting in the Christian house of prayer that just came out of deliverance. And now watch this. I'm going to show you the attitude. He says, they out from the Red Sea and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. Now Shur is a wilderness that was on this road, and on this road, this route that they go, there was other wildernesses there. Kadesh Barnea was there. See, the wilderness is indicative of hard times. Kadesh Barnea is indicative of lost opportunities in hard times. He says, there's some wilderness we just came through that because of the circumstances, I lost some opportunities that I should have had, I should have been doing. But because of my circumstances, I didn't get a chance to do that. But even though as he going through this wilderness of Shur, and they still going, they just passed Kadesh Barnea, but now they're coming into Myra. Myra is the wilderness of bitterness. Bitterness is a result of the lost opportunity, which is the result of the wilderness or the trouble that I'm just coming through. Yeah. Also with me, stay with me, preachers. He says, and sure, verse 22, and sure, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found what? Water. Have you ever been in a place where there was no water? Water is indicative of the Spirit of God, but it's indicative of the Word of God. Then Ephesians chapter 5, he says, and he washed them with the water of the Word. So he said they just came through the wilderness and they passed Kadesh Barnea. They lost some opportunities. Now they at this water of bitterness. So I'm getting to God healeth me, but I got to go this route to get up this hill because I got to get up under it. So now watch this. Verse 23. And they came. And when they came to Myra, they could not drink of the waters of Myra, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Myra. See, the bitterness comes from the circumstances that we just come through. And the issues that we didn't resolve. And the things that happened to me. And now I got bitter water. Oh, y'all, I'm going to preach it so right that it's going to be good. Because how can you make bitter water taste good? The same way you get honey out of rock. Because you got to add some wood. And wood, oh, y'all, I'm paraphrasing. Wood is indicative of the Word. Oh, y'all, if anybody track with God, you'll hear me. So watch this. He says, now verse 22. 24, and the people murmured against God, saying, what shall we drink? Now, the problem of the whole deal with Moses was that they were murmuring because they just came from the Red Sea. They just came out of God bringing them out of whatever they was in. And now they're going through to get to. But watch this. The people began to murmur once they come out. You wasn't crying when you was in. Help Lord. Oh, God. Help, Lord. You're praying all night fasting. Now God showed up and got you out. And now the murmuring is back up on you. You would have been more, accounted for if you would have murmured when you was in the problem. No, you had enough sense to call on God while you was in it. But after he got you through and got you out, now you start murmuring like he never delivered you. We don't like that. We don't want that. That's why the children of Israel kept going through the wilderness and lived in the wilderness, because it wasn't the wilderness that kept them there. It was the murmuring. They didn't know how to grow up and take the wilderness experience to take them up, not get them out. See, we don't want to get out. Go up. We just want to come out. I don't like how it feels. I don't like my conditions. I don't like, just get me out. No, well, the purpose of you being in so that you can grow up. Oh, I don't want to grow up. So what happens is when you come out, you still the same person. So you go back to murmuring like you did before you went in. The wilderness is designed to get you to grow up so you can come out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Why would you be shouting and crying and murmuring when I just got you out of the Red Sea? I just showed you a miracle, departed the water, and you, the Bible said, you came over on dry ground. Everybody else drowned. Here you come. You skipping through the water, the waves sitting up here waiting on you to get through. When you get over on the other side, now you get, well, this ain't what I want. This ain't. He says, I got to get you through the bitter water. Well, God, why you take me through the bitter water? Because I need you to spit it up. I told you last Tuesday, you got to get that bitterness up out you. The reason why we keep murmuring and complaining is really because I'm bitter. I'm disappointed. And I've been hurt. I don't even know I'm hurting. That's why I keep murmuring. How can I just come out of a good thing and act like I'm mad? Because I'm bitter. And in order for you to stay up, you're going to have to throw it up. You're going to have to stick your finger self-induced in your mouth and get rid of that pain. Get rid of that disappointment. Get over that it did wrong. It didn't come out right. Get up. Come on, somebody. That's why you can't go up. Now you wind up going around. I'll be over here, over here, over here, over here, because I refuse to let him take me. So instead of me growing up, I change. I change addresses. I won't be with you no more. I go over here. I won't be over there until I get to the bitter point again. God said, I'm tired of taking you around. It's time to go up. You have to get rid of the bitterness. But let me show you. Because now watch this. Help me. Watch this. Because the water was bitter. When you look at the water and the scriptures, the context of the water was bitter. It was a hard word. See, it's still the same word, but this is a hard one, because in the book of Isaiah chapter 30, it says, speak unto us, prophet. Say stuff that's smooth, stuff that make me feel good. Don't speak right things. Check your Bible. That's what they asked the preacher to say. Say the stuff that make us feel good. Just what I want to hear. Say the stuff that I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to make you grow up. You'll feel better later on when you're walking in your new stuff. You keep stretching the same shoes. You got to go get the same clothes on over and pressed over and over. Why don't you get you a new suit? You can't lose that much weight. You're going to fall out somewhere. Just go believe God to buy you a new suit. He says, I want to do a new thing. I want to take you to your next level. I don't have to live less than no more. I don't have to live with almost. I'm talking about, Lord, take me to more than enough. Take me to exceedingly, abundantly, above all. I'm not going to stay here because of my bitterness. Because I don't know who to blame. I just know I hurt. Are y'all hearing anything? I just had to get past the waters of Myra. See, because, watch this, if you don't hear nothing else, the revelation of the word of God is the only way God can talk to you outside of the book of Acts. He says, and your donkey get to talking. He said, yo, I'm using the word donkey because we got some kids in here. But don't let your donkey get to talking. Your circumstances start telling you what God was trying to tell you. Now you in hard places, hard times, not enough. And God said, can you hear me now? See, the prophet thought he knew what the Lord was saying, not knowing that the donkey saw the Spirit of God in the road. And he kept kicking the donkey and hitting him. The donkey said, man, I've been with you all these years. Why you ain't never had to hit me? Now, it's a serious thing when the donkey was just talking to him. He said, you ain't never had to hit me, man. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord trying to tell us something. Keep going, donkey. Back to kicking. The donkey said, man, I'm not going to disobey God. He broke down up under him. And when he got off, the Spirit of God began to talk to him. And he said, if I would have known, you didn't have to know. Couldn't you hear? The donkey, he won't move, just stop. Is any of your situations just done? Stop. I don't care what you're doing, what you try to do, it ain't going. Because God said, I'm trying to talk to you. I come every week trying to tell you the same thing. I'm just telling you a different way until we can get it over. I ain't got no another message until I get this one through. You got to love him because he's persistent. Because I could have left you with the first time and just let your donkey talk to you and let you come back. But I love you enough, I keep coming back trying to tell you the same thing over and over. It ain't for me, it's for them. Okay, this week, what you going to say next week? Are y'all? Huh? Okay, watch this. He says, see, we need to learn that we don't nurse our sickness. See, some people nursing their problem. You can't touch it. I'm not hearing nothing. This is just, God said, okay, you're nursing that. Amen. Don't nurse your sickness. But then also, don't rehearse it. Every time you get with them, this is what I'm going, this is what I got. This is what happened to me. It ain't happened again, did it? Why you keep telling me the same story every time I see you? That's abuse if it doesn't happen again. It happened the first time. See, we keep nursing it, but then we keep rehearsing it. But watch this. But curse it. See, it's an illegal outlaw that has come into your life to stop the will of God. Curse that unclean thing. Speak to it and cut it off at the root. The devil is a lie. I shall get a job. God has provided. He's the God of my resource. I shall laugh again, live again, run again. Curse that thing. Quit rehearsing it. Quit nursing it. You can't around. This is my such and such. This is my cancer. This is my unemployment. You got it like you proud of it. I've been divorced and I'm still divorced. The question is, do you want to be divorced? This is 15 years. When you going to believe God going to provide? You still telling me about what you is. That's why you still it. When you going to say, I got a husband. I got a wife. I got a job. Come on, somebody. See, these laws, these are spiritual laws. They're not up for negotiation nor debate. This is how it works. It only works if you work it. But if you don't, it won't. Some of us been too long. So we know we can't nurse it. We know we shouldn't rehearse it. We know we need to curse it. Amen. But now watch this. But then go ahead and reverse it. Act like you got it. If you're looking for a job, act like you got one. Get up early. Ain't no job coming to you sitting up in that, laying up in that bed. Go out there and go to 7-8 places. That's your job. You got a job looking for a job. You shouldn't get back here to 5:30. How you back here at 10:09? And you just left at 8:20. You ain't been in traffic. Then you got a cup of coffee like you been to work. Put that coffee down. You ain't earned a cup of coffee yet. Come on, church. God said, I got it already for you, but you won't even act like you got it. I'm trying to get it to you, and you ain't got enough sense to even work with me. I got to come and wake you up to get you the job. So we see we can't nurse it. We see we don't rehearse it. We see we got to go ahead and curse it, but now we're going to go ahead and reverse it. See, I'm not playing. I'm practicing. It don't work unless you work this. I don't care whatever skill, whatever craft, whatever vision you got. If you ain't putting no time in it, you ain't going to be it. And God ain't failed you. You failed you. Because you ain't put no work in it. No effort towards it. You show no interest about it, but you still want it. What's your next level? Well, you need to be here Tuesday night. I'm going to deal with a vision. What's your next level? What do you believe in God for? What's going to happen after today? I don't know. That's why ain't nothing happening. Because you don't know. You got to have a vision. What's going to happen? What are you expecting to happen? Ain't no more going to happen than what you're looking for. If you plan on going to your next level, you're going to have to do something. But now I'm still dealing with Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth me. Because see, I'm not dealing, I told you, healing is not a physical matter, it's a legal matter. You got too many folk casting, playing around with your little sickness. I'm not going to play with your sickness. It don't supposed to be there. Now this is not saying we don't get attacked, but I don't stand here and take the attack. When the burglar come, I don't go sit in the living room. Go ahead, doc, do what you do, baby. No, you go grab something, get something, and move out. Call a proper authority. But you just don't sit there. Don't sit there with that. All right. Y'all thought I didn't have no Bible, don't you? Because see, I want to bring this thing down. This may wind up being three messages. Watch this. See, because we recognize when we rehearsing and we reverse this thing, we find ourselves in the will of God. See, because Kadesh Barnea was lost opportunities. Every time you do not do what you're supposed to do, you lose an opportunity to do it. The circumstance didn't come to destroy you. Some of them came to move you. Because outside of the circumstances, you wasn't moving. So God bring the storm so he could get you in position to move you. Amen. Now watch this.